budget pointers. This is going to be the Modi government's last full budget in its current term. It will only present an interim budget or vote on account in 2019 ahead of the Lok Sabha polls in April-May. In many ways, the government may well use the budget as the much-expected booster shot or stimulus that the economy badly seems to be in need for. Agriculture. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley may flag a raft of farm-centric measures in Budget 2018, including a state-subsidized income support scheme, an agriculture export plan, and schemes for dairy and fishery, demonstrating the government's intent to walk the talk on rural distress ahead of next year's Lok Sabha elections. The government is also set to launch a sweet revolution to boost bee farming as part of the broader strategy to improve income from non-traditional agricultural sources. Jaitley may also flag the launch of a new agricultural exports policy to lift farm income and deal with local gluts. These measures will be central to the government's plan to double farm incomes by 2022. It's also likely that the finance minister may announce a price deficiency payment mechanism on the lines that the Madhya Pradesh government is currently implementing through its Bhavantar Bhuktan Yojana. The measures likely to be announced in Budget 2018 that Jaitley will present on February 1st could also include a subsidy scheme for machine-aided crop residue shredding and contain pollution caused by stubble burning, particularly in Northwest India. The centre's food subsidy bill is likely to go up by 10% to around 1.6 lakh crore rupees in the 2018-19 budget due to rise in minimum support prices, but no change in subsidised rates of food grains. There is speculation about the launch of Operation Veggies with focus on TOP, tomato, onion and potato, as there is maximum volatility in their prices. This year, a glut and the resultant price crash has prompted many farmers to dump potato produce in mandis, particularly in West Bengal and Uttar Pradesh. Social sector. Jaitley may widen APY, offer health cover for domestic helps. The finance minister may announce changes in Atal Pension Yojana APY rules, widening the age for subscription to 50 years from 40 years and double the maximum monthly pension to Rs 10,000. Budget 2018, NREGA allocation could top Rs 60,000 crore. The government is planning a string of state-administered welfare schemes for unorganized sector employees. The plans include a health insurance cover for domestic workers across the country run by the government-owned Employee State Insurance Corporation, ESIC. A government-funded health insurance scheme for construction and migrant laborers is also under consideration. Industry. India's first coastal economic zones, CEZs, could finally take some concrete shape with the likely announcement in the Union Budget for 2018-19 to give units in these areas a 10-year holiday from corporation tax. Budget 2018. No capital gains tax, but long-term rule may change to 2 years. Definition of long-term could be widened to align the investment lock-in threshold with many matured economy markets. New rule may be compatible with amended tax treaties with Mauritius and Singapore. Pre-write Delhi. Corporate income tax rate could be cut by 1.25 to 1.5%. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley may announce overhaul of India's corporate tax structure by slashing the statutory rate and removing layers of exemptions, incentives and deductions that had made the system complex and prone to misuse. Pre-write Delhi. Budget 2018 may cut the dividend distribution tax DDT paid by a domestic company to shareholders from 15% to 10%. Budget 2018 may cut the minimum alternate tax, MAT, from 18.5% currently. Jump in industrial corridor outlay likely for Make in India push. Finance Minister may substantially raise the budget for speedier implementation of mega industrial zones. Pre-write Delhi. Budget 2018 may tweak the Income Tax IT Act Section 80JJAA to encourage job creation, particularly in the services sector. Under Section 80JJAA, 30% of additional employee cost is available as a deduction for 3 years, including the year in which the new employee is hired. Public finance. Jaitley may set 2018-19 disinvestment target at about Rs 60,000 crore. Focus in 2018 may move to strategic sale of significant government equity in loss-making units. Niti Aayog preparing list of unlisted state-owned companies that may qualify for strategic sale. Jaitley may signal move to fiscal deficit range from fixed target. Finance Minister could announce a new framework, suggesting a fiscal deficit range from 2018-19, setting the stage for replacing the FRBM Act with a new law, giving the government more flexibility on borrowing and spending. Individuals. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley may have some good news for the salaried and the middle class in the budget for 2018-19. The government is learnt to be examining an overhaul of India's income tax regime. On the cards, a restructuring of tax slabs and increasing the income tax exemption limit from the existing ₹2,50,000 to about ₹3 lakh, a move that would leave more money in the hands of people. The move is part of the broader strategy to reward honest taxpayers. The budget may reinstitute standard deduction, which was discontinued from AY 2006-07, to provide some relief to taxpayers. Standard deduction is available to taxpayers with income up to a certain level to meet their salary-related expenditure, such as skill enhancement and purchase of books. The finance minister may increase the tax deduction on interest paid on housing loan from ₹2 lakhs per annum currently to about ₹2.5 lakh. Finance Minister may up Section 80C limit by ₹50,000 to ₹2 lakh a year, a move aimed at weaning people away from stocking up cash and parking surplus funds in banks and mutual funds.